All right, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome back to the second part of the Steelers Preview. I'm Jeff Hartman, senior editor, BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Joining me as always, the triumphant trio, the three amigos, Dave Schofield, Brian Anthony Davis, and we are talking about all things Steelers leading up to this Week 12 game against the Cincinnati Bengals. And I want to talk about giving thanks. That's kind of the headline of this podcast. You know, this is running on Thanksgiving Day for the podcast listeners out there. Not sure how many people will be tuning in on Thanksgiving, but hey, maybe if you're traveling, you're listening to podcasts and things like that. I want to give everyone around the horn here a chance to just give a little thank you to Steeler Nation and for the fact that the Steelers are still relevant, right? Go ahead, Brian, your turn.
You know what? So I have always loved the Steelers since I was a kid, and I have always thought I've known a lot about the Steelers, and now I have a platform, and this platform to me lets me know that I'm in the conversation, but I don't know more than everybody else. But you have some people making me feel like I do, and that's a very special thing. And I think one thing that makes BTSC so special is that we can have these people on the side agreeing and disagreeing with us. And we have so many people in the conversation that I feel we are all equals. And that's really special to me, because if you know me, if you asked my wife and knew nothing about me, and she said, what's your husband most passionate about? She would say family, Casey Kasem, and not to be left out, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And she would definitely say that. And I've got to say, I feel like I have this website here and the podcast platform has given me a voice that I never thought I'd have. And I can't have this voice if it isn't for the Captain Underpants and the Mark Tobins and the Ryan O'Toole's and the Sean Smiths. I mean, I can't, and so many more. I can't have this voice, and I'm blessed to have it. So my dream has come true because of guys like Jeff Hartman and Dave Schofield giving me an opportunity. And I tell you what, just to be, when you type in Pittsburgh Steelers and you see BTSC on the list, that makes me feel like I've conquered something that I've never had a chance to conquer. And it makes me feel like my dreams have come true. So once again, can't do it without all of you. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for these guys giving me this platform. And I'm thankful for my family understanding that Sundays are Bad's Day.
There you go. Dave, go ahead. Your chance to give thanks here on this Turkey Day / Turkey Day Eve.
Yeah, I'm thankful for, well, you know who's really thankful? My wife is so thankful for you all, Jeff, Brian, and everyone here listening or in the live chat, because if it wasn't for you all, she would have to hear about the Steelers so much more than she already does. She just she wanted me to have an outlet to talk about the Steelers and encouraged me to set up a Facebook page, you know, and now I don't even do Facebook. And that's how I got into this, you know, had that, met Jeff. Next thing you know, here I am sitting with two buddies talking about the greatest franchise in all of professional sports with people that are passionate and actually want to hear what we have to say. And I just appreciate all of you guys. I'm not talking to you two now. I'm talking to everybody else, anyone who's hearing this. I just appreciate all of you, because if it weren't for you, granted, we would still probably talk about the Steelers to each other, but not really the same, because it's you all that really, you all are what makes Behind the Steel Curtain the podcast platform that it is. And we just appreciate you all so much, and thank you so much.
This is a good stop. I gotta
bring up a comment.
Brad, okay. Brad says shirtless Bad's Day. I mean, is that happening on Sunday? Did it happen Sunday night?
It did. Entire game.
Oh man.
So yeah. Man. So we kind of
you gotta find something new.
I guess I
can
wear shirts again. Yeah,
you got to find something new.
Pantsless Bad Day.
Yeah,
BJ Finney.
Pantsless Bad Day.
Those pants aren't fitting right now.
So of course, he brought it up in the live chat. I also have to be thankful that I get to do a podcast with my brother, which is really, really cool. Yeah. Thanks, big bro.
Yeah, for me, I want to say, if you haven't listened to some of our BTSE Gives Thanks podcasts, make sure you head over to our podcast platform. And that's anywhere you get your podcasts, or Steelers or Behind the Steel Curtain. You'll find our whole list of podcasts. I think it's worthwhile to say how crazy life can be sometimes. And let me explain. So there was a time where I was basically running this website podcast thing all by myself. Literally, my wife would say, "Oh my gosh, you're writing like 5 articles a day. You're doing multiple podcasts a week." And I was like, it's just what I did. It's because I wanted to make myself super valuable to SB Nation and Vox Media. And then my son was in kindergarten and we had field day, and I went and I see another guy, Brian Anthony Davis, wearing a Steelers shirt. And we start talking about the Steelers. One thing leads to another. He tells me he has radio experience. He's actually done some writing. You're on the team. And so he comes on board. Another year, I'm not sure what year this is. Dave could probably tell you. I'm warming up for a softball game, and someone comes up to me and says, 2018. There you go. I knew he would know it. I don't. And someone said, "Hey, Jeff, you need to meet this guy. He's a big Steeler fan. I was telling him about your website. He wants to talk to you." Okay. So I'm standing there warming up, stretching, and then here comes Dave Schofield. We're talking. "Hey, I write articles. I do a Facebook page. Hey, come on the team." Never in my wildest dreams would I imagine that here we are, not only just streaming live on YouTube and Facebook, but being significant players of this Behind the Steel Curtain team, the brain trust, as I call it. When we have our meetings, the BTSE summits before every football season and stuff. It's incredible. It is incredible how sometimes just the way the world works, it puts people in your place at the right time for the right reason. And super thankful for you two gentlemen. So if you want to listen to other thankful stuff, you can go check out my podcast I did about that. But I want to take the time to thank both you, Dave, you, Brian, for all the hard work you do for BehindTheSteelCurtain.com on both sides of the fence. That's editorial and podcasting. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. So, all right. Yeah, Brian, I think, hadn't I seen you at the chiropractor though before I met you?
And I actually have a good story about that, because I saw your son wearing a shirt, and it's the headless Steelers shirt where he's running.
I remember,
like,
shirt.
I gotta get that for my son. And I had that for both my son and daughter. And I saw that. And the first time I talked to you was it was in October of, I guess, 13. It's the first time I talked to you, because we were there in the 8th or 9th inning of a Pirates playoff game against the Cardinals when they had that 5-game series. And we were talking, and that's when I found out you were from Wheeling. First time I talked to you. And so you always remember that, because I do have to correct your story a little bit. I got there at the last minute because I was wearing a suit. I came from a meeting. I was wearing a suit. So you remembered. You remembered the Steeler, the fact that I was from Johnstown and that I'm a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
So that's even bigger on you for not seeing the Steelers shirt or the black and gold stuff and seeing me in a suit and still remembering. So very big credit for you. But it's something. And Sean Smith wrote here, "I have no brothers, so BTSC is my brothers. I don't have brothers either. I have friends and I have family." And these guys, I mean, completely... When stuff was going on with me earlier in the year, these guys were not talking about podcasts and numbers and all this. They were talking about, "How are you? What can we do to help?" and did stuff without me saying anything, and treat me like family all the time. And I mean, I love these guys like brothers, and I'm not getting sappy, but I'm thankful for these guys, because my wife considers Dave Schofield and Jeff Hartman as my brothers. And they really do. And my son sees one of the names on the screen on the phone that I'm talking to on the phone, because I talk to these guys on the phone a lot. And Dave will tell you, he'll just yell, "Hi, Dave!"
Yes, he will.
it's a special thing. I know this is turning into a love fest, but I don't care, because this is a part-time profession for me, but it's a full-time family now.
That's a good way to put it. Good way to put it. Dave, anything you want to add, or are you good?
How can I top that? I don't know what else to say. I'm just appreciative of the whole. I never thought I this is where I would be, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I never thought that I would have this opportunity to talk and write and do the things that I do. So I'm just still blown away by it when I really stop and think about it. So,
and can I say something? How lucky are all of us that we are fans of the Pittsburgh freaking yes! Steelers? Like, yeah. I mean, think about this, people. I mean, we love to complain and we love to say, ah, that guy stinks, that guy stinks. Think about what it would be like if you were a Jacksonville Jaguar fan or a Houston Texans fan or a New York Jets fan, or I could rattle off so many more teams and so could you. My gosh, we're the fan of the Pittsburgh freaking Steelers. And it's so awesome that we are fans. Look, I left 2 summers ago for 2 months and I had to take my fan hat off to do that job. And I hated it. I hated it. And it's because I love this community. I love this job because I can be a fan. And that's what they want us to be at SB Nation and Vox Media. They want this to be a fan-driven site. We are fans just like you are that are watching. We want them to win. We root for them to win. I don't have to hide that. But we're fans of the Pittsburgh Steelers, like the 6-time Super Bowl champions. We talk about Super Bowl or bust. There are teams out there that literally say, I hope we make the playoffs this year. I hope we have a winning record. That's their expectation. I hope
we win 4 games. You know, that's seriously, what some of them really are.
Seriously. Think about that sometimes. We are fans of one of the greatest franchises and organizations in all of professional sport. That's special. You should be thankful. I don't care how you became a fan. You could have become a fan after Super Bowl 43, and they just won the Super Bowl, and you're like, oh, I like that team. Good for you. I guarantee you everyone's fandom stems back to a fair weather fan at some point. It's okay. Just follow the team. Be a diehard fan. You have kids. Raise them the right way. That's all you got to do.
Amen.
And we are. Yeah. Go ahead. All right. Here we go. Let's see here. So a lot of people giving us thanks. We appreciate it. It's a labor of love. Well, I'll say that. It's a labor of love for sure. Hey, you all ready for over under? Let's get back to the business at hand. You all ready? Let's do this. Yeah. Okay. So last week was crazy because I was talking about Mason Rudolph attempts and then Ben Roethlisberger ends up playing and you all corrected me, but this time we're talking about Big Ben. Ben Roethlisberger attempts. Are you all ready? 35.5 over under, Brian.
Over. This is a different Steelers team, and Ben is back to needing to be over now. We don't want him to be, but you can say 39, and I'm saying over.
There you go, Dave.
Yeah, I don't want to answer the question yet. Sean Smith, thank you for sharing with us. We're glad that you're part of this family. 35.5. I'm going under. I'm going 35 on the nose.
Yeah, I just read Sean's message. Yeah. Thank you, Sean. I really appreciate that. So you said under 35 on the nose?
Because you threw the hook in.
Yes, I did. I'm going to say under as well. Let's go with Najee Jerome Harris next. Middle name Jerome. Najee Jerome Harris, in case you misheard. Rushing yards, 95.5. Let's go, Brian. Over, under.
I'm going to say over. I think he's definitely has more 100-yard games in him.
Dave, you agree, disagree?
What was the exact number again?
95.5.
95.5? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go under. I think,
I'm going to go over. I think he can run wild on this team. He just, the offensive line's grooving. I'm not sure, but I can see this going both ways. I'll go over. Let's go Najee Jerome Harris touchdowns, 1.5. Brian, over, under.
I'm going to go ahead and say under and say one, but I definitely think he's going to get one.
Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Brian on this one. I really think that there's going to be a time that they're going to say, we are going to just give the rock to the Naj all day, and that's what we're going to do. And we're just going to stick with it because that's what he deserves. I don't know that they're going to do it here. I just don't know that the game's going to play out that way. Therefore, I think one is a safer number.
I go over 2. I think he gets 2. 1 rushing, 1 receiving.
I'd love it.
Let's go Steelers sacks of Mr. Burrow. This is assuming TJ Watt plays. 3 is the line. Brian, over, under.
Over if TJ Watt plays. Under if he doesn't.
Okay, Dave?
TJ Watt's going to play. The question is, what percentage of TJ Watt are we going to get? I'm hoping we have over 90% TJ Watt. And I'm going to say it's got to be over because you didn't sack them at all the last time, so you have to make up for it.
What are their sack numbers, Dave? Do you know how many sacks they've surrendered? Have you looked up that information yet?
I'm still gathering that to record my stat geek. I have half the numbers done, and that is not one of them that I have done.
Dang it. I was looking at your stats on Thursdays, and we're doing this on Wednesday anyways. Okay, I'm gonna take I'm gonna take the over and say they get to four. I think they get four. So the line was at three, I'll say four. All right, Steelers takeaways. They've struggled taking the football away. They did so against the Chargers, though. That Cam Hayward deflection off the head into the hands of Cam Sutton. Doesn't matter how it happens, it happens. Do they get – I have the line at 1.5. That might be a little bold, but over under, Brian.
Well, it's hard for me to think that they're going to be over two. They've been struggling to get any, and sometimes against some really bad teams. So I'm going to go ahead and say that it is under, but they don't get shut out. I'm going to give them one.
Dave, over under 1.5.
Before we do that, I want to answer your question. The Cincinnati Bengals have been sacked 28 times this season, playing 10 games. That makes it easy to know that that's 2.8 per game. So, but unfortunately, one of those games that had a zero was against the Steelers. He was pretty close, Mark.
Then he amended it, though.
Didn't even have fixed it. Wow.
He fixed it.
Very good, Mark.
Never heard of it.
I wasn't even looking. I was looking up the number. But you said takeaways at 1.5. Statistically, I would say under, but I'm going with my gut on this one and going over. I'm thinking that they're going to get some, you know, I'm hoping that they get one splash play that they create themselves and another one that they take advantage of a Cincinnati mistake. So give me two.
I'm going to go under with one. Let's go to Steelers turnovers. I have it set at 0.5. Haven't been turning it over at a ridiculous rate, and neither has Ben. Let's go
they turnovers. Against Detroit, but when Ben's there, they've been fine.
Right. Brian, what do you think? Over, under?
Look, I'm going with my gut on this one, and I'm actually going to say under. Nice. I feel like that is something that they are fixing, so I think they – don't give it up this week.
Dave?
If you're forcing me to put my house on it, I would say over because it's the logical choice. But I'm with bad. My gut's saying under that they play clean again.
I'm going to go under. And let's do the last one. Cincinnati Bengals rushing yards, 110 total. Team, not Mixon, team rushing yards. Brian, over, under?
I'm going to say over. Actually, no, Cincinnati? Yeah, I'm still going to say over.
Do we have Cincinnati's numbers, Dave? Have you looked that up yet? Their rushing numbers?
I can have them in about 15 seconds.
This show on a Wednesday is awful.
yeah, that's your problem. So yeah, now you got me flustered and it took a little bit longer. But no, where they lie with their rushing numbers, they are one of the, I mean, not Cleveland, but there's too many teams to start with. See, they're just over 1,000. They're 1,033. So in 10 games, that means they average 103.3 yards per game. They're averaging 3.93 per attempt. I'm gonna go under. For some reason, I'm just thinking it's gonna be under. I want this to play out where Joe Burrow has to pass the ball, and because the Steelers put him in a position where he has to, and then they're being able to just pin their ears back and go after him. So let's go under.
I'm going to go over, but not by much. I think they have a couple big runs, and that's kind of what does it for them. So, all right, let's do some prediction time. Do we have the current line, Dave?
I had that, but I wanted to double check. The last I saw was 4. So let me just double check and make sure that that has not changed since the injury report came out. So yeah, that the Steelers are currently a 4.5 point underdog, and the over under is 44.5.
Unbelievable. All right. Let's go with Brian. What's your prediction and how do you see it shaking out?
There's no doubt in my mind that the Steelers win this game. I'm going in confident, and I'm going to go back to the fact that I agree in the bulletin board material this week because their manhood has been challenged in this game. And I don't think they forget that, especially with a team that's beaten them the last two times and they don't want it to happen again. They're supposed to own Cincinnati, and in their heads, they think they should own Cincinnati. And the fact that they lost the last two times, like Jeff and Dave said, I think that's a really big deal. I think the Steelers liked the taste of 37 points last week. I think they liked it. In fact, tastes good. They're addicted to it now. They need more. So I'm looking at them getting 34 points this week to Cincinnati's 33.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
That's a huge over. That's take the over. Hammer the over. You're saying hammer the over. Okay, what about you, Dave?
Well, I wish we would have done trivia first, but so I won't go into this too much because then you'll see some more stuff with trivia. I'm not as confident as Brian. I am not as confident that they'll definitely win this game because, as we've seen with the Steelers that I keep trying to remind everyone, they're not going to play the same every time they take the field. Even if they had all the same players, they're still not going to play the same every time they take the field. Sometimes they'll play better. Sometimes they'll play worse. And it's really, you'll get a feel when the game starts out, which Steelers team are you seeing in this game? That's what happens sometimes with young teams. And so could I see the Steelers team that I don't want to see show up on Sunday and play the Bengals? Absolutely. That is definitely possible. I'm going with which one I think is going to show up. I think, especially losing to them already at home, after coming off this loss, after the defense giving up what they gave up this past week, I see the Steelers coming out on top on this one. They like scoring those 30 points now, and I think the defense even helps them out with it a little bit. I'm going 33-24 Steelers.
Okay. I like that. I like it a lot. Fire up the Esqueloser. I think we're going to see it happening once again. It's been a couple years since we've seen that thing moving in the right direction for Steelers fans. I like the Steelers to win I like them getting the points anyways, but I think they could win on the money line. I have the Steelers winning 27-17, believe it or not, 27-17. And that is really crazy that the over under set at 44.5 because mine is at 44 even. So I would say take the under by a razor thin margin. But a 10 point, maybe it's the Steelers get a late touchdown and it kind of just puts them away. Gosh, I hope it happens. Man, this is a huge game. But I don't want to get to final thoughts yet. I want to get to trivia. Brian, do you have trivia today?
I do not.
Okay, that's fine. Dave, you do. Go ahead.
And it's not a very long trivia. But I was looking at things for my Stat Geek podcast, which will be going, if you're listening to this in podcast form, it's already been published because we're saving this for Thanksgiving, or it'll be close to publish. I don't know which one goes first time-wise. Anyway, but if you're here with us live, it'll be out on Thanksgiving morning. And I was looking at, you know, the Steelers bouncing back after a rough defensive performance where the Steelers gave up 41 points. Now, I didn't count the playoffs because there's two playoff games where they gave up 41 points. And you just can't look at what they did the next game because it ended their season. It just doesn't fit into figuring stuff out. But when I was looking at this, I even set the line at 30 points. Since Mike Tomlin was hired as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, they have only given up 30 points in back-to-back games one time. Can you name it?
I can.
Go ahead, Brian. I'm curious. I don't know.
I'm going back to his rookie year, 2007, and I'm going to say New England and Jacksonville.
That they gave up 30 points in both of those games?
Yes.
That would not be correct.
Okay.
I got to find where they – okay, there we are. Jefferson Hartman.
Let's see here.
You should be able to get this, Jefferson Hartman.
Why? Not good at trivia.
No, but you should know this.
Was it the 2013 0-4 start by chance that they gave up two games in a row? I know they went 0-4 to start.
That would be correct.
Okay. Now, which two?
Because they gave up 40. Okay. You should know this
one. Well, Chicago, they gave up 30, didn't they?
Yep. Yes, they gave up 40.
Jay Cutler. And I was there for that. That's probably why you said that, right?
That's why you should know the answer to this.
I knew that's where you were going when you said that, because fan of the game.
Fan of the week. The week. Oh. That's right. Get it right or pay the price. Oh. All right. They say a camp on a wanna. All right. I might have dated myself. That was Salute Your Shorts, by the way, back on the old school Nickelodeon days. I don't know. They didn't give up 30 to Minnesota in London, did they?
Yes, they did. They lost to Minnesota 34-27.
Geez. What happens in London doesn't count, though.
I can just remember Greg Jennings running down the field untouched for a touchdown in London.
And Le'Veon Bell's I have to say this for Brian. Yes, he did. I remember that as well. I had to listen to that one on the radio. I was playing in a golf tournament. Yeah, which is funny. Jeff's the golfer, and I was playing in a golf tournament. But to Brian's answer, when they lost back-to-back games to the Patriots and Jaguars in 2007, they gave up 34 to New England. It was 29-22 against the Jaguars. So that was how you were off. So you were Razor really, thin. Really close.
Razor thin.
The infamous 29.
You were golfing during that game. I just got done golfing. I'm still cold. My hands are still cold, but yeah. We got 9 in. Day before Thanksgiving.
Like, you said you were golfing today. I'm like, it's 40 degrees. I couldn't imagine. Yeah. Good for you.
Played well. Okay. Anyways, let's do some final thoughts. Brian, are you good to go now that you don't have any final thoughts? You kind of used that up in the first part.
You know, yeah, I kind of did, but you know,
say it again.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say something a little bit different. This game coming up, we're missing some. When we Steeler Nation's missing watching some of their favorite players on defense, and I fully believe that this team is so much better when Minka Inane Fitzpatrick Jr. and Joseph Walter Hayden III are in the lineup. I think it's about time that those guys get middle names. And so from Brian Anthony Davis, Walter and Inane, that's what I'm naming my next two dogs.
Wait, what were the names again?
Joseph Walter Hayden III.
Oh, okay.
So his friends call him Wally. I don't know if that's true, but we're his friends.
We'll go with it.
It's Joe Wally Hayden. And Minka Inane, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but Anane.
I don't know if you noticed, but I did in your Bold and Bizarre predictions article last week. I added Christopher Lynn Boswell.
I did not know that, but I heard it on Let's Ride.
Yes, Christopher Lynn, Michael, what Padaway, right? Michael Padaway Tomlin. Is it Padaway or Padaway?
Padaway.
Petaway.
I know I started all of this nonsense with the Benjamin Todd thing, and then Dave jumped in and like I started the nonsense and Dave just took it to a different Bro took it to a different level. And it's like, all right, that's awesome.
Frank Webb. We need to find out his middle name. Yeah. All right, Dave, your final thoughts. Go ahead.
All right. I do want to say one thing just to clarify on my trivia. When I say that they've given up back-to-back games of scoring more than 30 points, I did not count games that ended one season and started the next. I hope you all understood that. I just wanted to clarify. I didn't want to be accused of lying to you all. So I just wanted to make sure that I clarified that. But it kind of goes with what my prediction is. We don't know what Pittsburgh Steelers football team is going to show up. Jeff had a fantastic article this week about, are the Steelers ever going to put together a complete game, or is it just a pipe dream? It was a fantastic article at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. And that was on Tuesday. Was that on Tuesday, Jeff?
I know
what
day.
I'll put you on the spot. But it was on there. It's great, great stuff. And that's just because this team, you just sometimes they seem like they have it together and sometimes they don't. We kind of saw it last year as well. I have faith that it's going to be the team that's going to have it all together to go out and get the job done. I don't always do that. Last week, I felt like they weren't going to be able to put it together and pull it off. I just had that feeling. And then they almost did anyway. So that, you know what? I'm like, since it didn't work out last time, let's see if this team can take the field this week. And if it's not the team that shows up for the Pittsburgh Steelers, then you know what? Then they might not deserve to win the game. But I think if they show up and do what they can do, they can beat anybody in this league. They just have to come through and do what they do because they're the Pittsburgh friggin' Steelers. That's why. So I can't wait until 1 o'clock on Sunday to be able to sit down and watch this team play again. And then after it's all said and done, be back with you two guys back for the postgame show.
There you go. All right. Good show. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there that's listening, whether it's on Wednesday or Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hope you enjoy it. And we'll be back next week to preview a Ravens game. And we're back. All right, Dave, go ahead and send us out.
Hey.
All right, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. Go Steelers.
Oh, how it rips me.